From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rick Benson reading Dark Things by Joseph F. Brown. Now let's begin with Dark Things. Chapter 1. Jared.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I present Jared, the Wonder Boy.
The great Blackwell swooped his hands high into the air, his black cape snapping upward like the wings of some giant prehistoric bat. Two pole lanterns, one on each side of the small wooden stage, suddenly roared out tongues of orange flame. As the crowd gasped, the magician closed the cape around himself, twirled once, and then slowly opened his arms. In front of him stood his son.
Thank you! Thank you!
The 10-year-old said, having to shout above the applause. He swept his hands high into the air, his own cape snapping upward, then skipped over to a small, velvet-skirted table. On the table was an empty wooden chest. Jared showed the crowd how empty it was by tilting it toward them. There was more applause.
Let there be magic!
The great Blackwell ordered, reaching out with his wand. The boy held both hands together. When the tip of the wand touched them, there was a flash of brightness, and then the hands were golden. Jared held them up and moved his fingers. Each sparkled in the light of the torches. The crowd gasped in amazement.
A chest is for treasure, and this has none,
the young magician explained. Slowly, he placed his hands into the open chest and began to feel.